Please join us in praying the prayers of preparation for total consecration to Jesus Christ through Mary, according to St. Louis de Montfort. The prayers are led by Father Adam Streitenberger and may also be found on the stgabrielradio.com website in the audio archive under Marian Consecration.
Second week, Knowledge of Mary, Invocation of the Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of your faithful, and enkindle in them the fire of your love. Lord, send forth your Spirit, and you will renew the face of the earth. O God, who instructs the hearts of your faithful, with the light of your Holy Spirit, make us responsive to his inspirations, so that we may be truly wise and ever rejoice in his consolations. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. Second week, Knowledge of Mary, Day 2. A reading from the book of Genesis. And the Lord said to the serpent, Because thou hast done this thing, thou art cursed among all cattle and beasts of the earth. Upon thy breasts shalt thou go, and earth shalt thou eat all the days of thy life. I will put enmities between thee and the woman, and thy seed and her seed. She shall crush thy head, and thou shalt lie in wait for her heel. From the writings of St. Louis de Montfort. God has established only one enmity, but it is an irreconcilable one, which will last and even go on increasing to the end of time. That enmity is between Mary, his worthy mother, and the devil, between the children and the servants of the Blessed Virgin, and the children and followers of Lucifer. The most fearful enemy that God has set up against the devil is Mary, his holy mother. From the time of the earthly paradise, although she existed then only in his mind, he gave her such a hatred for his accursed enemy, such ingenuity in exposing the wickedness of the ancient serpent, and such power to defeat, overthrow, and crush this proud rebel, that Satan fears her not only more than angels or men, but in a certain sense more than God himself. This does not mean that the anger, hatred, and power of God are not infinitely greater than the Blessed Virgin's, since her attributes are limited. It simply means that Satan, being proud, suffers infinitely more in being vanquished and punished by a lowly and humble servant of God, for her humility humiliates him more than the power of God. Second week, Knowledge of Mary, closing prayer. O Jesus, living in Mary, come and live in your servant, in the spirit of your holiness, in the fullness of your gifts, in the perfection of your ways, in the truth of your virtues, in the communion of your mysteries. Subdue within me the power of flesh and demon by your Holy Spirit, for the glory of God the Father. Amen. Hail, O star of the ocean, God's own mother blessed, ever sinless virgin, gate of heavenly rest, taking that sweet Ave which from Gabriel came, peace confirm within us, changing Eva's name. Break the sinner's fetters, make our blindness day. Chase all evils from us, for all blessings pray. Show thyself a mother, may the word divine, born for us thine infant, hear our prayers through thine. Virgin all-excelling, mildest of the mild, free from guilt preserve us, meek and undefiled. Keep our life all spotless, make our way secure, till we find in Jesus joy forevermore. Praise to God the Father, honor to the Son, in the Holy Spirit be the glory one. Amen.